And welcome back to Vocal Point. This is Jerry Newcomen. Right now we're going to talk with David A.R. White, who is very much involved with the film God's Not Dead. David is a producer, director, actor, and founding partner in Pure Flix Entertainment, which is the world's largest faith-based film studio. And David, just to put this in context, just moments ago in a pre-recorded segment, we were talking with Kevin Sorbo about the film God's Not Dead. But I understand you not only appeared in the film, but you have something to do with the content of that film as well as other Christian films.
Yeah, we have a company called Pure Flix, which made God's Not Dead. And so we've been producing and distributing faith and family films since about the end of 2005, and so we have close to about 100 films in our library. So when we kind of set out with God's Not Dead, we really wanted to, we have a lot of relationship with different pastors as we do church movie nights and a lot of our films over the years, and so we asked a lot of those pastors what it is that they felt like they wanted to see, and that the church needed, and they really felt a movie about what is it that you believe and why do you believe it, that Christians could use this. And so we kind of set out to do that. We started researching and seeing these different court cases that were going on, the discrimination that was happening in the university setting, and then also the Newsboys at the time, we were introduced to them and loved the song God's Not Dead and loved the title. And so we developed that script around kind of all of those things coming together, and you know, which led us to God's Not Dead, which is a story about a college student who is in the who is being discriminated against in the university setting and forced to defend his faith.
This radio station that we're broadcasting from was actually ultimately founded by the late Dr. D. James Kennedy, and that's significant because Dr. Kennedy was co-founder of the Alliance Defending Freedom. And at the end of God's Not Dead, you list all those 37 or whatever it is court cases going on. And if you look there carefully, you see these are ADF cases, Alliance Defending Freedom. It's fantastic.
The small world.
It is. And so anyway, I think that's great. Now, it would seem to me that based on just the numbers here, and we discussed this in the previous segment with Kevin Sorbo, $2 million to make this film, approximately $62 million in income. That's a huge ratio. That's probably better than Noah did, you know, per capita. I'm just kidding about the Noah part. But I mean, that's a phenomenal, you know, return on your investment.
Yeah, it is. It's an amazing, you know, it's definitely an anomaly.
Okay.
We've been at it a long time, you know, PureFlix really thought, we've done a lot of straight-to-DVD movies. We've done a couple smaller theatricals. We had tried it out, and we really felt like this movie deserved to needed to be seen on a wider scale. And so that's when we had set out. We had never done a theatrical to this size before. It took us about 9 months to raise the prints and advertising dollars to put it in the theater. I mean, it was a very tough thing to do, you know, for our company at that time to raise that amount of money. And so, but it just couldn't be a better ending to, you know, on the financial side to these investors that believed in us. To, you know, all the way through, all the investors along the way, you know, this whole process is made up, you know, the whole movie is made up just of individuals that really believed in the message and the heart of the movie and wanted to get it out there. And a lot of them put up their hard-earned cash to do that. And fortunately, there was a wonderful return on the backside for them.
You know, what's amazing about the overall theme where you see the anti-Christian bias in the college campus setting. What's amazing is that is not new, even though a lot of these colleges were founded by Christians for Christian purposes, you know, way back when. I was born in Evanston, Illinois. Evanston, as a town, I learned this from a film. Actually, my brother made this film. But anyway, Evanston was named after Mr. Evans, who wanted to start a Christian school. And he wasn't sure whether it should be a lower school or a university, and he ended up creating Northwestern University. Evanston, Illinois, was created as a town, was created around the university for Christian purposes. Today, that school is very secular, although it's got a very good reputation as far as its academics. But I can tell you, 20 or 30 years ago, my brother was dating a girl who was a student at Northwestern. And there were about 100 students in this class one time, and the professor said something like, who here still believes in God? I hope none of you do. And one or two persons, including my brother's girlfriend, raised her arm. And so this bias has been going on for quite a while, so it was so nice to see it in a movie form and then see it kind of a Christian rebuttal to the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, we get this question about is spirituality dead in the United States and America, you know? And my rebuttal also is just that you can look at the first quarter of this year, three movies came out about faith, you know, and God. And they together almost did $250 million in the box office. Like, faith is not dead in the United States.
Wait, which movies are you talking about? You're talking about, obviously, God's not dead.
God, heaven is real, and God's not dead.
Okay, and all three of those are related to Jesus, too. It's not just, to whom it may concern, God.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that hunger is there for the spiritual content, that people do want, you know, they want answers. They want to learn about their faith and also to be entertained, of course, because it's a movie theater, but at the same token, they're yearning for that spiritual content.
Did you help write this film?
I did not. We had a wonderful writers, Chuck Konzelman and Carrie Solomon, who have written a bunch of different scripts and movies for us over the years, and so they wrote it. We helped with the story, you know, and obviously we always take part in a lot of that development, about, you know, before they actually go to writing it, but they were really they fashioned the script and did a wonderful job at it.
Is God's Not Dead Pure Flix Entertainment's most successful project to date?
Oh, yes, for sure.
Far and away. Okay. Well, you know, by the way, I've got to say, in my local theater, and I live in cosmopolitan Fort Lauderdale, which is very worldly in many ways, it was there at the theater for week after week after week after week. And in contrast, there was a faith film just a couple weeks ago, and I was looking for it because I wanted to go see it, and I missed it the first weekend, and boom, I missed the movie. And so it was gone. If I could mention
and
the name.
And that was the amazing thing about God's Not Dead. I believe we stayed in the theater literally like last week. We were finally pulled from the theater. We've been in the theater for about 19 weeks.
Wow.
And,
you were about 7 or 8 weeks in a row, which is just phenomenal, especially for a Christian.
We were in the top 10 for a good 6 or 7 weeks, which is, you know, unheard of. And so it's just amazing. What's been incredible is on Twitter, I was going back and forth with some people and threw this out like, hey, how, you know, who has seen God's Not Dead? What's the most, you know, how many times have you guys seen this movie? And there's people who have seen it up to 18 times was, I think, the top number that I could find.
Wow. That's amazing. That's
they deserved a gold plaque for that.
Yeah.
They must have known every single line in the movie. Incredible.
That is incredible. You know what was fascinating to me, too, was that at the end of the movie, again, cosmopolitan Fort Lauderdale, people applauded spontaneously. I don't remember that for a while. I mean, that's been about maybe 10, 15 years since I've seen that.
Yeah, there's some standing ovations. A lot of applauses. We got a lot of that kind of stuff happening around the country. Even the stories about somebody needed the paramedics. I don't remember if they had a heart attack or whatever, but they stopped the film. The paramedics came in, and the whole theater got together and prayed for this man.
Oh, while it was showing. While this movie was showing, somebody had a heart attack?
Yeah, they shut the movie off in the middle of it, and
oh,
the
wow.
theater gathered around this man, and they prayed for him, you know? That doesn't happen in a normal theater or a normal everyday showing. Another time the print went down and the people started singing hymns in the theater. You know, there's so many different stories about about the experience of seeing it and then also the stories afterward of how God has changed their lives through the movie and the Holy Spirit really worked through it.
So what was your role in this particular film other than you were the pastor, the white pastor, and you were with a black man who visiting from Africa. So other than playing an acting role, did you participate? It sounded like you said earlier you helped develop the story.
Yes, yeah. I produced the film as well. I'm one of the producers on it.
And so, where was it shot? In Louisiana?
Uh-huh, yep. We shot in Louisiana. And we also shot in, you know, the Newsboys footage was shot when they're on stage in Houston.
Oh.
We also shot in Los Angeles. We did a bunch of pickups in Los Angeles. So we shot, you know, different places. I think we even shot in Chicago. I wasn't in Chicago for that bit, but we've, you know, these films, obviously, God's Not Dead took a while to, when we had the main shooting of it, but then we did a lot of different pickups and a lot of, you know, basically just different pickups around the country.
Who directed this film?
Harold Cronk. He's a great guy, great director. He also directed a movie called Jerusalem Countdown for us, and also did a movie called Silver Bells this last year.
Huh. And who did What If? Who directed that?
Dallas Jenkins, Jerry Jenkins' son.
Oh, was this one of your films, too?
Yep, those are all our films. Yeah, PureFlix has close to about 80 films in our library. And
I thought it was about 100 a few minutes ago. I thought you said 100 or something, but I might.
It's like between 80 and 100.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you could go count them. I'm not sure. It's probably around 90, to be frank. But PureFlix probably has produced about 40 of those, and the rest we've acquired through, you know, with partnerships with different producers.
I see. And God's Not Dead is now available on DVD. That's part of the reason we're doing this interview. And Blu-ray. And, well, that's fine. Get the word out. What is the website, you know, if people wanted to order it or get more information, see a trailer?
Yeah,
something?
More information about us, I'd just say go to pureflix.com, pureflix.com. You can also check out PureFlix on the Facebook and or David A.R. White at Twitter or Facebook. And God's Not Dead on Facebook. So there's all, you know, if you can find us out there. It's been incredible to see, you know, people. The social media has just lit up again now that the DVD has come out and people are so excited about it. So it's just a neat thing to hear stories and watch people, you know, go through that excitement all over again that hadn't seen it.
You know, when your film came out, now that I think about it, I never saw any advertisements, for example, in newspapers or on TV, but there were advertisements around that time for Noah, the film. Heavy promotion. So yours must have been mostly through word of mouth or social media too. And by the way, I've got to give credit to Ted Baer. It was through Ted Baer saying God's Not Dead was a good movie that made me, you know, interested. And then when I saw it was in our local theater, we tried it out. Oh, I loved it. It was great.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, we came out against Divergent, you know, and the Muppets and a bunch of other ones that were on 3,000 plus screens, and we didn't have any television advertising. We actually didn't do about, I think, week four, week five, we did a little bit of TV advertising on Fox. But up until then, it was unheard of. I mean, everybody was screaming at us, our marketing people and everybody, about not doing it. But we really just focused in all of our dollars on the social media and what had been working for PureFlix and the DVD films that we had been promoting. And then also there was, you know, again, it was independently funded. And so we didn't have the big dollars that the studios have. And so, you know, everybody thought, you know, along the way that, first of all, when we came out, oh, my gosh, we're going to get crushed by Divergent and the Muppets and I forget what other, the other ones that came out. And, of course, we came in second place and third overall, second in per screen average. And then the next week it was like, oh, no, Noah's coming in 2 weeks. You have a two-week breather, but you're going to get crushed when Noah comes out. You know, we held up, actually we stayed in the theaters longer than Noah did.
Yeah.
And then it was, you know, Heaven is Real is coming out from the studio. We're going to get crushed again. And so every week, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of naysayers saying that, you know, God's Not Dead certainly is not going to last this week. And that's been the extraordinary thing, is that we went for close to 19 weeks in the theater pretty much outlasted all of these other films.
That's amazing. Well, it's a great message, and as my wife said, and I've said it before, but I'll say it again, she said after seeing this film, every student group, you know, before they go off to college, in churches and so forth, people need to see this film so they're prepared before you know, they have an onslaught against their faith.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, David, thank you. Any last remarks in 10 seconds?
No, just we thank you so much for everybody who supported God's Not Dead, and if you haven't seen it, you can check it out almost anywhere.
God'sNotDeadTheMovie.com, is that right?
Yep.
All right, David A.R. White, thanks so much for being with us. God bless you.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Bye-bye.